Okay, tell everyone, we're on the bottom of page 285. We're done with the bracha of Shachianu. We're moving on to the next bracha, which is a bracha that I hope we've all have already said. Okay, maybe it would have been appropriate to have this shiur a few weeks ago. But we are going to discuss the bracha of Birkas Hagadol, so we'll see why it is still appropriate still to have the shiur now after Chodesh Nisan has just passed. Says the Mechaber over here in the Siman Reish Chav Vav. Hayotze bimei Nisan. Someone who goes out in the months of Nisan. In the month of Nisan, Raw Ilanos Shemotzi and Perach. And you see the trees starting to blossom. You see the flowers of the trees coming out. They're blossoming. Omer, you say the following bracha, Baruch atah Hashem Elokim HaOlam, Shelo Chiser Ba'olam HaKlum, Ubaro Ba'Brios Tovos, V'Ilanos Tovos, Le'anos Ba'am Bnei Adam. That there is nothing lacking in this world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these special, these beautiful things, the great creations and these great trees, in order for us to get pleasure from them. That is the bracha that we say on Birkas Ilanos, and the Mekubalim go at length, discussing over here the importance of Birkas Ilanos, as opposed to even more than other brachas that we have mentioned up to this point. And the reason is, I don't really say anything about these things, but I'll just bring down what I saw. B'shem the Mekubalim, they say that the bracha over here on Birkas Ilanos is a tikkun for the neshamos that came back as a gilgul, as a tree. Okay? We talk here about sometimes the people come back as a cat. Okay? Some people come back as a tree. And the bracha of Birkas Ilanos is to mitakin, in order to mitakin the neshama, brings in a tikkun to the neshama of those who came back as, I don't know, this specific tree or other trees also, but that's the important, that's why the Mekubalim say it's very, very important. That's why people take this bracha very seriously. Where Shlomo Zalman was negative about it as himself, that from the time he was bar mitzvah, he never missed this bracha one time in his life. Okay, you look at the Lichah Shlomo, Perikov Gimel Ha'ara, 121 over there. Okay, so we take this bracha very seriously, and therefore, usually, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes out, many people go out on that day and go out and say Birkas Ilanos. There's even didn't do it Birov Am. You could say even be a Chidus, but they didn't even do it amongst other people. And therefore, people sometimes go in groups to go ahead and do it. That's his bracha of Birkas Ilanos. Now, the Mechaber goes and finishes over here. Veinu Mevarich Ela Pam Achas Bikol Shana V'Shana. You only make this bracha one time a year. Okay, you make this bracha one time a year, and then you're done. Until when could you make this bracha? You can make this bracha ad shegadlu aperes, until the fruit has grown. Okay, once the fruit has completely grown, then you are not allowed to make this bracha anymore. Lo yivarech. Oh, now Masha from the Mechaber over here, as opposed to some people who were announcing on the last day of Nisan, is that your last chance to make this bracha is the end of Nisan. After that, you're not allowed to make the bracha anymore. That seems to not be true over here. According to the Mechaber, he says, Beferish, you can make this bracha, even though the bracha generally starts in Nisan, because that's when the trees start to blossom. Okay, but it sounds like, oh, as long as the fruit is not completely grown, you're allowed to still make this bracha. And it's mashed from this in Mishnah Berurah also. Mishnah Berurah talks about, over here, in Sivkot and Dalid. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalid over here, you didn't see any tree before it. Once the fruit have grown, that's when the bracha ends. And even this, if you haven't seen the tree yet that was blossoming, okay, even if you did not, even if you didn't make the bracha until the fruit has grown, you can still make the bracha. If the fruit has grown and it's nigmar kol tzarko, you already picked the fruit from the tree, don't make this bracha anymore. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, hey, anachas shegadlu v'kodem shegadlu aperos yochel levarich. You could still make the bracha before the fruits have grown. V'afilo berach b'shas riyah rishona. Even if you didn't see it, you make the bracha the first time you saw the fruit. You could say the first time you saw the tree blossoming, you could still make it the second time, the third time. You're still go ahead and make this bracha. This is the pesaka mori never been or have never saw shlita. And this is also even the pesaka of Rebbe Avadia, who generally is machmer for suffic brachas. It has to be. It seems like he was chosen at the beginning. And I saw written that in the Chazon Avadia on and Hilchos Pesach, he writes not to make the bracha after Nisan, but then he was Chozubo, and Hilchos Brachos, he writes you can't make the bracha, and therefore in Halacha Brewer, he brings down that you can make the bracha even for Svarim, even though they're Makr, generally for Safik Brachos, if they have not made the bracha in Nisan, they can still make the bracha even after Nisan, so long as the fruits have not grown already. Okay, and you see, just see the blossom. Okay, so that's going to be Halacha L'maisa. That's why it's still Halacha L'maisa. If you have not said Birkas Ilanos yet, you should still say Birkas Ilanos. Also, the riot to this, it seems to be a very passion one. What if someone lives in a place in the world that's not the time the trees blossom? Not everywhere in the world blossoms in the springtime, what we call in April, okay, and in Nisan, okay, in places like South America and South Africa and as in Australia, where the blossoming of the trees happens around Elul Tishrei time. So that's when they're going to make the bracha on Elul Tishrei time. They're not going to make the bracha on Nisan, okay, that's not going to be the right correct time to make the bracha. So therefore, it doesn't seem to me it's totally on Nisan, this happens to be. Okay, the Gemara brings on Nisan because that was the time in Bavel and Eretz and Yisrael where trees blossom during this time of the year, and therefore that's the correct time to make the bracha. But even if you're not making a Nisan, you could still go ahead and make the bracha. Make the bracha now. And what type of tree is allowed to make the bracha? And if you look over here in Sivkatin Beis, okay, you mentioned over here the blasting of the perach. Davka perach says the Mishnah. You'd have to have it actually blossoming, not just the branches. You don't make the bracha on the branch, you have to have the branches already blossoming flowers from it. The af peperach. And even if you see a tree blossoming, not all trees you can make the bracha on. Dafka biloni machal. We only make it on a fruit tree you're allowed to make the bracha on. Okay? Dafka bracha shemizab perach atilis gadol pri, because this perach is going to turn it into a pri eventually. Avaloni srak lo. But a tree that does not bear fruit, we do not make Birkas Ilanos on. So you have to find a fruit-bearing tree. That is a very, very important tonight over here. You have to find a fruit-bearing tree, and that you can go ahead and make a bracha. Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Shlita and Dibur Masli Ilanos points out another tonight that we need over here in order to say Birkas Ilanos. He says, Ilanos Shigadlu Be'isr. If you have a tree that was planted and grows Be'isr, we do not make Birkas Ilanos. Gamio Aperis Mutarim. Even if at the end of the day the fruits are going to be mutter, liza chasshal minayetz, since a person did something wrong about planting the tree, the haino, if he plants kilayim, okay, plants to fruit, even though the product might be mutter to eat, but he was not allowed to do it, therefore this tree with plant the bisser, it's not going to be good. Liza chasshal minayetz, lachin lai lo yivarach, and therefore not to go ahead and make a rock. Therefore also, I believe you have to be, I think, Ramarina Rabbeinu Nevin says you have to be careful, you know, here in the old city with tree, you're going to make a bracha on. Because there are certain trees that are planted, but it's not trees that are not allowed to be planted over here. And therefore, you have to be very careful with what tree, how the tree got here, and which tree you're going to make the bracha on. And the ones at Chabad Tishim, okay, it's a green spanner, he asked for a rain of Nevin, so over there, those are going to be fine. And therefore, a lot of people go over there to make the brachas. It used to be people used to leave the old city to go ahead and say Berkas Ilanos, because a lot of these trees were planted, be Isser over here, and therefore you would not be allowed to make the bracha according to Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal. Okay, one last thing is that there's an Indian to make it based on the Nusach of the it says Ilone, Lashon Rabim, some are makir to make sure that they're going to have at least two trees that are bearing fruit to go ahead and make the bracha, not to make the bracha on a single tree. However, this is only a lichatchila. If one has two trees, great, you make it on two trees. However, if you only have one tree, you're allowed to make the bracha even on one blossoming fruit tree. You're allowed to go ahead and make the bracha of Birkas Ilanos. Fine. Let's just start Siman Reish Chof Zayin over here. Birkas Hazikim, a very, very important one that could definitely, this one is definitely Lumaisa, definitely comes out, and we'll discuss the details of Zrat Hashem next time. He says, Al Hazikim. What is a zikim? Okay, once again, these are all from the ninth parak of brachos. Brachos that now mentions all these things over here that you're allowed to make the bracha of. We'll discuss it tomorrow, but the category is osim aisim brachos. Generally, the brachos osim aisim brachos. We'll see tomorrow that certain things we're going to say a different bracha. Al zikim, who mean kochav hayora kechetz be'aracha shemayim. Okay, we'll talk about it more like tomorrow. The Mishnah Berurah over here brings out two different perushim. It sounds like one, he is referring to a shooting star, and the other one, he is referring to a meteor. Okay, a comet or a meteor. Okay, okay, the light stays behind it. Like Shevet, like a meteor, you have the light that travels behind it. V'al ra'adat ha'aretz, or on an earthquake. V'ala brakim, v'ala ra'amim, on lightning and on thunder. or a very, very strong wind like tornado winds or hurricane winds. Okay? Very, very strong winds. Because these things, we see over here, these are not all good things. Okay? A lot of these things are bad things. We're not making a brach, we're not praising a Kaddish Baruch for them, but we're recognizing the strength of a Kaddish Baruch Hu through these results. The creations of the Kaddish Baruch Hu's world, we see how awesome, okay, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is. Okay? You have God, and that's where you get Yerushimayim, Bechule, Bechule, for these things. Vim Yerza, if one wants to make, instead of Osamai Sebrachis, Yomar Brochatash Mecholam, Shekocho Gvurosomali Olam, that Kocho Gvurosomali Olam, means Koach, and his Gvura fills the whole world. We see this a lot of these brachas. We'll see tomorrow. Sometimes we're actually Dafka gonna go ahead and say these brachas. So on these things, these are the brachas to say Osamai Sebrachis. Once again, either shooting star comet or a meteor. We have an earthquake, lightning, thunder, strong wind, tornado, hurricane winds, b'chuli, b'chuli, all these going to be hosted by separations. If one wants to take kocho, gvrasa, mali, olam, we'll discuss Bezrat Hashem more of this at length tomorrow. Adkan for today.